All right, Zane Merritt, Washougal, you never been here before?
Yeah, this is my first year coming here. I've heard a lot of good things and bad things about it, so I was looking forward to it.
Dude, it's probably the most unique track on the circuit, huh?
My favorite layout for sure. The dirt was a lot different than what I train on. It's a lot hard pack and slick, and I don't ever really train on anything like that. So it definitely took me time to get used to it.
And looked like I was following you a little bit. Looked like you didn't get any starts today.
No, actually, the first moto, I got a decent, I mean, it's not the best start. I've been doing way better on my starts the last three races. I got a good, decent start, and then I was running 12th or 13th, and I crashed super hard, passing, I want to say, Falk. I was passing around Falk, and I crashed super hard, and then I had to pull in the mechanics area real quick, because I couldn't even ride the bike straight. The bars were bent, both levers down, hand guard, everything was just beat up and messed up, so I pulled in real quick just to get a little tune-up, and then went back out, came from like 10 seconds back from last to 29th.
Okay. Second moto?
Second moto was crashed on the first start, and then came all the way to 25th.
Yeah. One of those tracks, man, the harder you push, the more you make mistakes, the more you lose time, and it takes you forever to make up a half a second.
Yeah, man, like, I could see people in front of me, and I knew that I was going as fast as I could, and I was trying to ride as smooth as I could, and I just kind of minimized the mistakes, and honestly, like Dan told me last week, right, go slow to go faster,
yeah.
And that's one thing that, like, I worked on, and it was a hard day for me, it was.
Hey, so we had you on Pulp Show last week. I met a guy that had a custom shirt. I met some other fans that loved you, so it's cool, man. A lot of people really dug you. They're following you now. They're into it, so that'd be awesome for you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I got a lot of support on the YouTube from you guys. I got a lot of support on the track and the Instagram and everything. This awesome dude walked up with just a plain white tee, nothing on it. All he had on it was Merritt and 291, and it definitely made my day. That was the coolest thing I saw all day. And then also, a lot of people walked up to me today and was like, how you feel today, and how's the track about fantasy?
Yeah.
And I was like, give me a break this week. You know, I am still recovering.
Yeah.
It was not my type of track. Just because, you know, we're West Coast.
Yeah.
I'm an East Coast guy. So it was a hard day. And so I told him, I said, save me for next week. I promise.
Yeah, yeah. And did some guy get your jersey today? Did that deal happen?
Yes, it did. So he walked up to me and he said, hey, man, I know your Florida scores.
That was it, right? Yeah,
yes.
Your Florida scores.
23-18, first moto, second moto, and you got a 22nd overall as your best finish at the time. I was like, all right, how many points did I score? And he's like, points, three points.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, sir. And then I asked for his name just because it could have been anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I knew who it was because I told him to come to me before the motos.
Right.
And it was after practice. So I knew who it was and I knew what he looked like. But I just wanted to know if it could be anyone. And it was the guy. So I gave him his jersey. I'm going to repost something up on Instagram also at Zane Merritt 29. And then just go check it out.
Cool. Awesome, man. Well, yeah, like you said, Unadilla will be a much better track for you in a couple weeks, so enjoy that.
I'm definitely going to look forward to this time off. I'm definitely going to go wake surfing. That's my favorite hobby outside moto, and I'm going to spend a lot of time on the lake, so we'll be ready for Unadilla.
Cool. Thanks, Zane.
Thank you so much, Rose.